No, they started the 25th of March last year was a year, because I know we had our celebration for our anniversary. And but I didn't go. You know what, when I first, I read something in the paper about it, but I thought it was just for people, underprivileged people, that, and I wouldn't go, didn't go. Not that I thought I was above going, but I just thought that's what it was for. I thought if you was, if unless you was on welfare or something, you weren't supposed to go. Now, that's what I thought. But I found out from a friend of mine that it just, if you were 60 years old, it didn't make any difference. And I said, well, we just went up there one day, and oh, they was all so nice and sweet to us, and we've been going back ever since. But I thought it was just for people on the welfare or something. And I wouldn't go up there, because them people needed that food at that price. I wanted them to have it.
Is this for people over
60 years old? It's just for the people over 60 years old. Well, we have people, we have preachers, retired preachers, and people from all walks of life come up there and eat. But I thought it was for just the underprivileged people. Mm-hmm. And I didn't try to go up there and eat, until I found out. She said, no, says if you're over 60. Mm-hmm. So we enjoy it very much. And we went down to Baton Rouge to the governor's conference on the aging. I enjoyed that very much.
What did y'all do there?
Well, it was the nicest carried out thing I ever saw in my life for that many people. It was the biggest crowd I've ever been in. I've looked at the paper to see if they ever give any kind of write-up on how many people was there. But honey, there was people from all over Louisiana there. Mm-hmm. One bus right after the other. There was two bus loads went from Monroe. Mm-hmm.
Full?
Yes, sir, they were full. Oh, we might have could carried two more people. I think there was two people on our bus. See, they won't carry the bus until them chartered buses. They have to sell out before they will go. But two people didn't go. I think one of them just didn't get up in time. And I don't know why the other one, the woman said her grandchildren come in, and she didn't go. But they had already paid, so I don't know if they got the money back or not. I don't imagine they did, because they're taking so much to charter that bus down there. But anyway, we got there, and we went in, and there were several people. Now, Mr. he used to be he's a business agent and all. My husband knew him well. He talked, and his wife talked, and there were several people talked. But if we were sitting there looking for the governor, I wanted to see the governor. That's exactly what I wanted to see. And then the governor came out and talked. And he made the nicest talk to us old people. He made us feel so good. Because, you know, old people, you don't know it now, but you've lived, you will know it. They have kind of a feeling that they're in the way or something. But he was so sweet and so nice, and he made the nicest talk. And he says, you people that are here now, says you lived through a depression. Says you pulled this country out of a depression. Says, and I don't think the young people today could do it. And you know, it made me think, I don't know if they could or not. I know my children don't know what it is to wash clothes on a rub board and eat them irons on that coal bucket or by the fireplace. And I don't know if they could or not. And says, you pulled this country out of a depression. And he just made, and says, y'all ought to have something. And he just made a real good talk. And then they brought in dinner and served it. But they brought it in a box fashion. Well, we knew before we went down, they had already told us they would bring the lunch. They brought you two sandwiches, a ham sandwich and a beef sandwich, mm-hmm. and a little little box of cookies, mm-hmm. and a banana and a little carton of milk. Well, you know, that was more lunch than I could eat. I didn't eat all of mine.